And still she came. And still she came. No matter the anger, still she came. No matter the looks, the stares, still she came. Dressed in love, she arrived. Adorned in stillness, the world stood still. Silent, she walked among the trees. Flowers everywhere felt her pass. The sand upon the beaches felt her feet. She stood tall. She could hear unheard sounds. She could hear the unseen. Why had she come? Why had she traveled here? A planet of tears and wars, a planet where the stars were forgotten, and still she came. She came bringing memory. She came bringing memory of a vastness, awareness of a vast emptiness, an emptiness of great accord, born in consciousness, an emptiness that holds everything. And yes, still, she came. She was filled with stars and moons and suns. She told no one. She could see. They did not want to know, and it mattered not. The sun had sent her into this night of consciousness. The sun had spoken. With no words, the sun had spoken. With no words, the sun announced the journey, and she came. A time outside of time was coming. She must be here, and there were others, many others. They too had come. They too felt it. They knew the great time was upon them all. It was upon them all. Together, they had come to be here. Careers were not needed or fame. They were heralds, and no one knew. And starry nights mirrored their vastness. No longer could they hide away their knowing. No longer could they pretend. Lightness filled the very air, and no longer did they stare. All was on tongues everywhere, and prayers stood in every heart. Timelessness arose. It spoke to no one. It had no need. It filled the vastness. Stars shone everywhere. Everyone was here. Now, everyone was here.